Silent Night by Margaret Clark. Silent Night has two fears, meeting a fierce dragon and rusting up. When his horse, Gallbladder, runs off on a dark, wet night, he finds that both of his fears come true. The dedication reads, "For my young friend, Taylan Finesse, who has his own special and different Silent Night to write about one day." Chapter 1. It was a cold, dark, wet night. One of those nights that makes you want to be tucked up in a warm bed with the electric blanket on high and the covers pulled up to your chin. "I wish I was home in my warm bed with the electric blanket on high and the covers pulled up to my chin," said Silent Night miserably to himself. "Except that electric blankets haven't been invented yet." Rain dripped from his visor and ran through the chinks in his armour. "Of course, a good knight doesn't think about himself. He thinks about his horse," he said to a big rock. "A good knight must always rub down his horse and give it some oats and hay first, before he thinks about himself. But it's a bit hard to do that when I don't have any oats or hay, or a horse, because Gallbladder bucked me off and bolted for the castle." Silent Night tin-canned around the big rock, clankety-clank, and lo and behold, there was a cave. A huge cave. Big enough to fit one small knight and one big horse like Gallbladder, if he'd been around. Now, Silent Night was a quiet sort of chap and didn't say much to anyone, only to himself, which was why he was called Silent Night. But Silent wasn't stupid. He knew that big caves were warm and dry. That meant other creatures might be sheltering in there. Wild horses, or lions, or tigers or bears, or even a dragon or three. Dragons were the scariest of all, because they belched out flames, and if you didn't dodge very quickly, you went into meltdown. Permanently. Silent Night decided to creep into the cave and check that no one else was in there. "A torch would have been handy in this sort of situation, but alas, torches haven't been invented. It was but a flickering thought. So I'll have to use my night vision and my sharp wits. In fact, I'll use the element of surprise."